look out below, 'cause here we go. Well, we commenced trucking, and them hens commenced a clucking. Then Earl took out a match and scratched his pants and lit up the unused half of a dollar cigar and took a puff. Says, "My, ain't this pretty up here?" Earl's hill can spill us. You better slow down, you're going to kill us.
Wild Card Wednesday continues. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday, yeah. 312-981-7200. Dan and Marengo picks Wolf Creek Pass from C.W. McCall. Now, C.W. McCall, I wasn't aware that he had another song besides Convoy. I wasn't even aware that he recorded another song, but apparently he didn't vary his music style very much there. That was truck driving man riding down in the Wolf Creek Pass and lighting up a dollar cigar. Oh, man. Convoy. Oh, my God. That song. Another one from the 70s that was on every 2 seconds on the radio. Actually made a movie based on the song. Well, the movie was called Convoy. It didn't really have a lot. It was directed, unfortunately, by Sam Peckinpah, which is weird. It was Kris Kristofferson and Ally McGraw, if you can imagine that. Directed by Sam Peckinpah. Convoy. CBs were big, man. They were big in the 70s. Everybody had to have a handle. People were asking you, what's your 20? Vic, did you ever have a CB when you were growing up?
My dad did.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you, do you think there's any chance that Ann Murray song that you just played and Convoy ended up on the same record? Because I think they
like
were
a KTEL record.
They were playing all the time in my house. My mom loved both those songs.
My guess is that they probably showed up on a KTEL.
Really? You think so?
Oh, I would imagine.
I was being facetious.
They had all those hits that were all available on Popeil. Even Popeil put out records like that.
No, I know this was not one of those. She definitely played Ann Murray a lot. And but Convoy. I think it must have played in my house thousand times before I was two.
Ridiculous. And Convoy, and then a year later, we get Smokey and the Bandit. So we should be thankful that Convoy existed, because I don't know if we would have gotten Smokey and the Bandit otherwise.
Maybe we got it because of that.
Yeah.
My mom loved that movie, too.
Yeah, it was a great movie, man. 40 years old this year. 40
years. Really?
Yeah, it's the 40th anniversary of Smokey and the Bandit. People are all celebrating Star Wars, 40th anniversary of Star Wars. Shut up. It's the 40th anniversary of Smokey and the Bandit. By the way, speaking of 40th anniversaries, and another great movie, and I'm going to see it again this weekend because they re-released it on the big screen in the Dolby Cinemas. Close Encounters of the Third Kind is out in theaters again this weekend. And if you've never seen that movie on the big screen, seriously, if you've never seen it on the big screen, you need to go out and see it. Because, I mean, everybody knows it's a classic. I think it might be Spielberg's best movie. And that was the movie that grabbed my imagination. My friends were going back to see Star Wars, 9, 10, 12 times. I'd go, all right, I'll meet you at a different theater because I'm going to go see Close Encounters again. That was the one. And I'm so excited to see it on the big screen again. I haven't seen it on the big screen in so many years. And it's going to be – it's all remastered. It was supervised by Spielberg. And we're going to see it in the crazy Dolby Cinema, which is these new theaters that have fantastic sound and great images and, like, reclining seats. It's going to be fantastic. So, all right. Esmeralda, look, can you see it's Skip Skipley.
Oh, very good.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
Where are you guys?
All right, man. How are you?
Good. You know, it's funny. Before we could afford the jet, we used to ride around in an 18-wheeler.
Oh, did you need?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
So.
Was your handle Skip?
No, I can't. I don't think it's suitable for it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my.
But.
Goodness.
I mean, that was the freewheeling 70s, Esmeralda. You got
to
understand.
You have to understand.
Then, a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff going on. Yeah. Listening to Bread and all kinds of 18-wheelers driving around. And
Sajak loved it.
Oh,
Sajak
is all about the handle,
right?
And where's your 20? What's your 20? All right. It's time for pop-up video, as you know. Get the cats ready. Dave Bennett will be here soon, riding on the backs of his cat army. cats have begun to fly around outside, like Salem's Lot, scratching on the window.
Mm-hmm. They're hungry.
They're hungry, and they're ready for Esmeralda's singing voice. This is where we take the famous VH1 show. There are trivia questions about certain songs and videos, and then we have to answer questions about the pop culture-related questions about that song. All right, should we start the thing on with the thing in the thing? There it is. All right. One of the catchiest songs of all time. All right. Are we ready to go, Skip?
We are.
All right.
Please provide us a line or two from Rod Stewart's Some Guys Have All the Luck.
Oh, man. Some guys have all the luck. Some guys have all the fame. Some guys have nothing in their pockets. Some guys have nothing but a name. Some guys have all the luck. That's all I know.
Bravo. Thank you.
Felt like he was here.
Yeah.
I don't mess around, man. Me and Rod go way back.
Oh, wow. Really?
We're buddies. Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go to a lot of soccer matches together, do you?
Oh, yeah. Lots of soccer matches. Yeah. You ever heard the, and I'm not going to say it on the air, Esmeralda, but have you ever heard that, Dan, I'm sure you have, the old wives' tale or the rumor about Rod Stewart?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, cool.
Leave the studio before even telling it.
Yeah, I'll tell you off the air. Okay.
Esmeralda, what is the name of the cloth and woven rope shoes that Rod is wearing in this video? What is the name of the cloth and woven rope shoes that Rod is wearing in this video?
Well, he must have looked sexy in the video.
Because I'm speechless? Is that one?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
What? That was quite a statement from you.
No, I'm just saying he described those shoes. He described these shoes. They must have looked really sexy based on the description of those shoes.
All right. Are they warachas? Are they warachas? No.
I you might be pronouncing it right. ESPADR.
Oh, espadrilles.
Espadrilles.
Oh, I didn't know men could wear espadrilles.
They can't, clearly.
espadrilles.
All right.
Oh.
Okay. I would have never been able to answer that question in a million years. Okay.
All right, next up.
Yeah.
Rod, quote-unquote, woke up to what first number one hit? There's a missing word in this question pop-up video. What was his first number one hit in the U.S.?
Well, the whole woke up thing has to be a hint.
Right. Rod, quote-unquote, woke up to what first number one hit in the U.S.?
Maggie May.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Wake up, Maggie. Yeah. I think I got something to say to you. That's a great song. All right.
Esmeralda, what quote-unquote sharp song was written by Cat Stevens but was a 1977 hit for Rod?
Sharp?
Yes. What quote-unquote sharp song?
Written by Cat Stevens?
Written by Cat Stevens was a hit for 1977's hit for Rod. Eventually covered by Sheryl Crow as well.
Wow.
I don't know.
The first cut is the deepest.
Ah.
Cat Stevens wrote the first cut is the deepest?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Cat. Okay. It's 2-0 so far.
First side of the card.
Second side of the card. Yeah. Are you having issues?
No.
Are you all right, Skip?
This card is something special.
Are you jet lagged?
Wow. Well, no. Just I think you'll understand why in a moment.
All right.
Castrated males who served as harem guards were called what? A. Hubris, B. Ergos, C. Eunuchs, or D. Philos?
Eunuchs.
That is correct.
Does that have to do with that story you were going to tell me?
No, not really. But I'll tell you, people who know this, there was a weird idiotic rumor that went around.
But you can't tell it.
I can't tell it on the
air.
Well,
then what are you doing? Yeah.
People know it, though. I guarantee you there are people listening right now who know it.
And don't text it, either. Just
don't worry about it. Dan knows it. You know, it's popular. It's like the Richard Gere thing.
Okay.
It's like that.
All right.
All right.
Which of the following is the thinnest type of heel? A, stiletto. B, easy spirit. C, spike. D, pump. Which of the following is the thinnest type of heel?
Stiletto.
That is correct.
Our first lady wore a nice pair to the hurricane site.
I saw that.
Yeah. Okay.
Why don't we break?
Oh! We're going to get another shoe question for Esmeralda?
Yeah, what?
What are you, Tom McCann now? What's going on there? All right. We got a break. Here's your weather and traffic.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Well,
yeah. That's right. Good old Willie. On the road again in honor of the weekend off. Kathy requested it for Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah. Hey, look who's back, Esmeralda. You retired. Now he's back.
Oh, good.
Hi, Skip.
Hey, guys.
Skip Skipley. Skip Skipley.
I went looking for an 18-wheeler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hard time finding him down here at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 in the morning on Michigan Avenue. Although you might be able to find them.
Yeah, you can find a few. More dumpster. More garbage trucks.
That's right. And so. Cats.
Yeah.
So where are we? It's 3-1. I'm in the lead. How many more questions on this card?
Two more questions on this card.
And this one's for?
This would be for you.
For me. Okay.
Who did Maggie Simpson accidentally shoot on The Simpsons?
Who did Maggie Simpson accidentally shoot on The Simpsons? Mr. Burns.
That is correct.
Yes. Who else was shot on The Simpsons? Well, they made a cliffhanger out of it. Okay.
Well, didn't they? Well, who was the other one? Because they had an alternate.
Smithers.
Yeah, they had an alternate ending.
Smithers, yeah.
Cat Stevens provided the soundtrack for what perennial midnight movie?
I can't remember the name of it. It's the old lady and the young kid.
You're right.
Oh, I can't remember the name. Yeah, no.
Harold and Maude.
Yeah.
You got it right. I mean, you knew it was the... I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Like the old lady.
It was the old lady and the kid. That's the original title.
Yeah, old lady and the kid.
Old lady and the kid, yeah.
Old lady and the kid.
All right. All right, now the cats are ready. Dave Ennett is here. He's got the army draping around him. He's ready to go. And the cats are here, and it's time for Esmeralda to sing, correct?
It is.
All right, what are we doing?
We'd like to hear a line or two from the Human League's Don't You Want Me.
Well, I only know one or two lines, so this works out. Oh, wait, there's that one part. I was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. That much is true. Do 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 do. I'm on you.
Let's get to the chorus.
Don't you want me? Something, 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 something.
Wow.
Spectacular.
All right. There you go.
Did you, don't be sorry.
Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me? Oh, don't you? Yeah. Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. This video shows the band behind the scenes at the making of what? This video shows the band behind the scenes at the making of what?
A video.
That is incorrect.
I don't know.
A movie.
Oh.
What? All right.
I don't remember the video. I haven't seen it in 30 years.
That's still an odd.
I mean, I love the song.
It's an odd treatment.
Yeah.
You're going to be behind the scenes of a movie while filming a video.
That's what I thought. That's why I said video, I think, because I remember the cameras and stuff. I don't know. Okay.
What were the two women in Human League employed as when they joined the group?
Waitresses at a cocktail bar?
You are correct.
That much is true.
That much is true.
All right.
What is the name of the Human League spinoff group?
What?
Oh, boy.
The Human League spinoff group?
Yep.
Yeah, I need Joe. Joe, I need you, buddy. Hey, listen. I need Joe's spirit right now to help me out. The Human League spinoff, ABC?
That is incorrect.
What is it?
Heaven 17.
Oh, Heaven 17. Joe right now. What the hell is wrong with you? That's my friend Joe is upset right now. Okay.
Extra credit, side of the card.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes. Right.
It is 4-4. It's tied.
Oh, wow. Nail biter.
Yes. What's the name of the All in the Family spinoff in which Carol O'Connor owned a bar?
What was his name?
You can't even remember his name?
Archie's Place.
Shall we give it to
her?
Yeah,
give it to her.
Archie Bunker's Place.
Oh.
Catherine Hepburn won an Oscar in 1981 for what movie with Dabney Coleman?
On Golden Pond. Why would they pull Dabney Coleman? Why would they not say, wait a minute, hold on a second. Why would they not say Henry Fonda? Why would they go right to Now, granted, Dabney Coleman rules the planet, but that's just weird.
Maybe they didn't want to make it too easy. That's the only thing I can think of. Then they're obviously huge Dabney Coleman.
Got to be a huge. Well, who isn't a huge Dabney Coleman fan? He rules the planet. That's fantastic. That's my favorite question. Okay.
A multiple choice for you, Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. What primate is genetically closest to being in a human's league? Is it A, a chimpanzee, a B, a gorilla, C, orangutan, D, marmoset?
Gorilla.
That is incorrect.
Oh, chimpanzee.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, come on. You don't do well. We don't do well with ape questions. Any simian-related question, and you can't answer it.
It's funny. I was just talking about Coco, the sign language.
Yes.
Languaging.
Yes.
Gorilla.
The gorilla who could sign. Yes. All right. How many more? Two?
We have one last question.
Oh, it's for me?
Yes.
Okay, if I get this right, I win. We're tied at 5.
Okay.
Otherwise, it ends in a tie.
Another multiple choice for you.
Uh-huh.
What sport is played in the English Premier League? Is it cricket, Gaelic football, soccer, or darts?
What's the what?
What sport is played in the English Premier League?
Premier League.
Cricket, Gaelic football, soccer, or darts?
I'm going to go cricket.
You are incorrect. Soccer.
It was soccer. Okay. We tied.
Football.
We tied. Yeah, I could have Gaelic football.
Well, no, they said soccer. It's football.
No, I know. But he said Gaelic football. It could have been. No, well, you said Gaelic is not English. Gaelic is Irish. So, yeah, that's not right. Okay, we tied. We ended up in a tie.
Oh.
And Dabney Coleman is the co-star we've discovered of On Golden Pond. He's the second lead in On Golden Pond.